It's In the Moment. I'm Matt Wiesner. Welcome to Summer with the Symphony. Throughout the summer months, weekly performances from the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra and other classical music groups across the state. And today, we begin the series with something from the end of Rachmaninoff's life, his symphonic dances. It's sort of a musical look back at his career. Here is South Dakota Symphony Orchestra music director Delta David Geyer with Lori Walsh on Rachmaninoff writing at the peak of his powers.
Composers only get better with age, generally. You know, it's not like a physicist who, like, does all their best work in their 20s or
right.
something. You know,
always chasing it after that, yeah.
Composers don't do that. But, yeah, the Rachmaninoff is just fabulous, and I have yet to meet people that don't like Rachmaninoff, you know, even if they don't want to admit it. He went through a period where, you know, several decades after his death, where he was not as respected, kind of like Puccini. It's like, this is too accessible, so it must not be that good.
Okay. You know, many people like it, therefore I don't like it anymore.
Right, yeah. I'm not working hard enough here, you know, right. So it must not be really sophisticated music, but it's not true for either of those composers. We've done all the symphonies since I came to the SDSO, and now this Symphonic Dances is sort of rounding out a big Rachmaninoff, you know, set for us.
What's the context of when it was written?
1945, oh. I think, you know. Yeah, so that's part of the problem. He was considered anachronistic because he was still writing what seemed like romantic music after the romantic era was over.
Okay.
And there are plenty of composers that do that, but not very many of them that do it well, you know.
So what else is happening musically at that time?
Well, you've got a lot of atonal music that's going on, a lot of modernisms, things. But you also have Shostakovich and Stravinsky and Bartok. And, you know, these are the giants of the 20th century. And Rachmaninoff was never put into that category with them because he was still composing like he was in the late 19th century.
Interesting.
Right. It's a little too close to Tchaikovsky, which is why people love it, because that's just gorgeous music. You
right.
know?
And why? What was he saying? Because we must know a lot about what he thought about what he composed and why he was doing what, you know, more so than we might know about.
Well, he's underrated as a composer. Just, I mean, he was a concert pianist himself, so his piano concertos that people also know and love very well, Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini. So he inhabited this romantic pianistic world, and then he also composed. But the level of sophistication of his compositions are not often appreciated, especially by other composers and the people mm-hmm. who were the gatekeepers of, you know, high culture during the mid-20th century. And so he kind of got left out along with Puccini. And both of them, I would say, you know, the adage, less is more. You know, they'll come up with these fantastic big tunes. And it's just like, you just want to stay there, but they won't let you. Like, they just give you enough, you know, mm-hmm. like, and you have to come back for more. But they, both Puccini and Rachmaninoff do that. They don't just go on and on and on with the great tune. Like, they'll give you just enough of it and yeah. then move on and do some very interesting, sophisticated development of those musical ideas. And I keep using the word sophisticated because I respect Rachmaninoff a lot. I mean, if you look at the structure of his symphonies, for instance, I mean, it's fully inventive, coming out of a great symphonic tradition, but inventive on his own terms, and beautiful at the same time, and powerful, and all of that. So he's got it all in my book.
Delta David Geyer is music director of the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra, speaking there with Lori Walsh. And here it is, Rachmaninoff's last composition, his Symphonic Dances, on Summer with the Symphony from SDPB.
Thank you. Thank you.
The South Dakota Symphony Orchestra and Rachmaninoff's look back at his long career, his symphonic dances, recorded October 5th, 2019. Music director Delta David Geyer led the orchestra. Today's concert was recorded by Earsay. I'm Matt Wiesner. Thank you for joining us today, and tune in next week for music by American composer John Corigliano. That's next time on Summer with the Symphony.